Hello, today is December 6th, and we're doing security, robots, and nonsense.
There's so much news.
This is a long section. This will be a long episode, so strap in.
Long Friday.
It probably will be a long Friday.
First off, digital music. I think the transition to digital music is pretty much complete at this point, right?
Yeah.
A couple of people are hanging on to CDs, but it's a losing game. But the problem with digital music is apparently people who are producing music are using the cloud, which seems like a terrible idea.
Hacker stole unreleased music.
And then
claimed it was someone else.
Tried to frame someone else.
Oh, I was close. So he realized the jig was up. So he contacted one of the people that he stole the music from, I guess. And said, hey, I think somebody's trying to set me up. But that was just misdirection.
They figured it out. He is going to get a ton of time out of this.
Yeah.
Because these were some powerful people. Although I was disappointed that they never revealed who the artist was or who the producers were.
It's probably like Taylor Swift.
50 gigs of music. Good Lord.
Well, if it's lossless, though, might not be that much. I assume they produce on lossless, right?
Depends on who it was, I guess, but we'll never know.
It's all 128 MP3s.
That's a lot at 128.
We talked about Amazon Ring and the once they give your stuff to the cops can do whatever they want with it. And it's been revealed that the plans were so much more dystopian than that. It really just gets worse and worse with every story.
The Intercept reports Amazon's Ring planned neighborhood watch list built on facial recognition. And once again, the Intercept stock photo artist. This
Very
is
good.
Amazing.
Very good.
Because it's got the Amazon,
Amazon smile.
Very good.
Yeah, so Amazon Ring, they were going to use facial recognition to build a map of everybody that's in your neighborhood so that people that don't belong in your neighborhood could be flagged.
And the AI was going to sometimes determine who might be suspicious and who isn't. And if they saw someone that they considered suspicious, meaning the AI, everybody would get notified with that picture. So you can
imagine.
What
could possibly go wrong?
How weird is that going to be?
There's going to be some racial profiling, perhaps?
Well, I was just thinking, you invite someone over to dinner who's not been there before, and it's like everyone gets a pop-up that's like, your neighbor's having someone over for dinner. How weird is that?
You're so creepy that even a robot who was never told anything about you thinks you're creepy. Another creepy thing that Amazon did for a while was just creepily send you things that it thought you wanted. And probably the most disturbing part of this is it was probably right most of the time.
Amazon has killed a program that sent shoppers free items based on prior purchases.
We just had this happen to us.
What'd you get?
We got two free little coffee pots to try. Like the little Keurig cups.
Oh, yeah.
It gave us a little 4-pack to try.
Yeah, we got, at the office, we got a pack of Harry and David Keurig cups. They're garbage. Awful. Just terrible.
Well, Krista, did you like yours?
Yeah, it was all right. I can't remember what kind it was. We usually buy the Newman's Own.
Not very effective, I guess, then, was it?
Yeah.
I thought it was just we need to reduce inventory here, have some free stuff.
It was probably some of that, yeah.
Yeah. Well, ours came all, bashed up, too, so, it's a little bit weird.
But the, we talked, there's that famous story about the guy who found out his daughter was pregnant.
Yeah.
Because of the mailers, so something like that was bound to happen.
This revealed that retailers that participated in this, things like toothpaste, deodorant, detergent, that kind of thing, they would pay $2 per sample that was distributed, and they would leave it entirely up to Amazon. And I was the data handling aspect of this is maybe one of the better ones, because the advertisers, it seemed like the advertisers didn't actually get any information at all on who got the samples. It was just Amazon. And that's maybe not a terrible way to...
Well, I'm sure, they might not have gotten who you were information. I guarantee they got information about if that turned into a sale.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, that's not as bad, I guess, as the alternative, but I don't know.
You have to upgrade to Advertising Prime to get the personal information. SMS is terribly insecure. We all know that. And yet we get our two-factor sent over it. That's bad. So it's time to upgrade to the new standard, which is RCS. And everything's going to be better. Unless the telephone companies do a terrible job of implementing it.
The SMS replacement is exposing users to text, call interception, and so on and so forth, thanks to sloppy telcos. Researchers from SR Labs have found that telcos are implementing the RCS standard in vulnerable ways, which brings back techniques to attack phone networks. So basically, they're half-assing this.
And surprise!
Yeah, if you just show up and be like, hey, this is my phone number. It's like, all right, here you go. Here's all the stuff that's going on with your phone number.
One was based on your IP address, which... Yeah, the other one was maybe even worse because it sent a 6-digit code and you had to know that code in order to sign up, but you could try an unlimited amount of times, and he measured it to try it 1,000,000 times, which 6-digit code, you get it 5 minutes.
And that worked fine. Oh man, we got to put the NordVPN story in here. So, look, speaking of the IP address thing, there's this NordVPN story about how NordVPN is the only VPN that can get around the Disney Plus block. And it turns out how they do that is when you use the NordVPN client, a security researcher has figured out that it seems like they're like all of their customers are using all of their other customers' internet connections. So, like, if you sign up for NordVPN, somebody else can watch Disney Plus in Norway because it's routed through your connection. Which is in America.
That seems insecure.
Yeah. And so, like, with this, the whole RCS IP address gateway thing, things like that, also very bad.
They can fix it, but will they?
No.
It's expensive. It takes time. They ain't got time for that.
It's like a Jeep Pie in charge of security and or doing the right thing. Not happening.
Speaking of half-assing your security, man, it's hard sometimes to deal with all those encryption keys, right? So why don't we just come up with one and just hard code it? What could go wrong there?
some Fortinet products shipped with hard coded encryption keys. These are very, very critical pieces of infrastructure, corporate and governmental in some cases, network infrastructure, firewalls, gateways, etc., etc. Yeah, the hard coded encryption keys mean that if you buy this device and you want to spy on traffic from my network, you can extract the key from the device you bought and spy on the crap from my network. See, you know, stuff like this happens, and if, like, I were in a foreign country, I would be like, man, Fortinet is in the back pocket of the U.S. State Department, and we can't trust any of this U.S. technology, because if this had been a Chinese company that did this, obviously...
No, we'll put Huawei in that headline.
Yeah, I mean, obviously... Right? I mean, and it took 18 months to fix this. 18 months for Fortinet to fix this. Like, there is no reason. We just got to do all this with open source. This is crazy.
It took 18 months for Fortinet to get permission from the NSA to fix this. Here is a statement that's going to blow your mind. You're going to realize that we're in a whole new world. The new decade is something we could have never predicted.
The roaring 20s.
If you want anti-tracking and browser security, use Microsoft.
There goes half our patrons. Edge versus Chrome. Microsoft's tracking prevention hits Google the hardest. Yeah, so Edge is rolling out. You can get an experimental version of it now. It's going to roll out to everybody in like February. That's only a couple of months away. But Edge has the anti-tracking script thing in it now, and it's quite good. It's actually a very good product. The problem is that it actually blocks a lot of Google's tracking scripts and others.
And it's just a blacklist. It works exactly like your browser plugins, that half of these websites are, you know, constantly flogging us about. But when you turn it on in Edge, it's going to just get rid of all of it. And he talked about how at the medium setting, he got like 2,000 blocks, and at the extreme setting, he got 700. Because at the extreme setting, it shut them down so early that all the various little things that they were going to try just couldn't happen.
Yeah. This is what happens with our browser. Like, when it starts to get unresponsive, is because all of those scripts just try to find where the line is. And when we're not running any kind of blocker, it's like, all right, 700 tracking cookies loaded. Woohoo! And, yeah.
And they did point out, not only did you not get all the invasive crap, the performance is amazing whenever you don't have all that garbage. But it does trigger the anti-ad blocker, which we see here.
Right here.
So, and oh, so this story is about Netflix. Now, here's the thing about Netflix. You can check out anytime you like, but you can never leave.
Your
or
data
at least
anyway.
Your credit card can never leave. And actually, it's only 6 months. But 6 months is a long time for a credit card.
Ten months.
Oh, is it 10 months?
10 months.
What can happen during that time? Well, someone can hack the account that you're not even using anymore.
Netflix hackers are reactivating canceled account, report says. And Netflix, according to the article, is not going to do anything about it. Now, of course, because Business Insider did a story on it, Netflix is like, oh, you know, maybe we should actually fix this. Because they wanted you to do a chargeback to resolve the issue. But if you do a chargeback, you can never sign up for Netflix again.
Well, you wouldn't want that, would you? So you might as well just leave it. And then just have the subscription.
So the answer here, and do they... it used to be that if you got the gift card, you didn't have to put a credit card on file. Are they forcing a credit card now?
I don't believe that's the case. At least in some state laws, they cannot force that.
So just use gift cards to get on Netflix. That will take care of you. Yeah, you might run out in the middle of the month and it's annoying, but Walmart's open 24 hours. And now on to the robot section. So it's how many years do you think before robots are doing 25% of the deliveries?
It's going to be quick.
I think 2022, 3, probably, yeah. Something like that.
Maybe in bigger cities even sooner than that.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to come to rural areas first. Like, you're in the middle of nowhere in Iowa, your stuff's just dropped off by drone.
Yeah, I think people will steal and or destroy those robots.
Yeah.
Anyway, FedEx is prepping for that, and they're looking to show off their hot new delivery robots, meaning the ones that just travel along the sidewalks. But New York said, hey, us politicians aren't in the pockets of the unions for nothing. Get those robots out of here.
New York City warns FedEx to keep their delivery robots off the city streets. Was it Mayor de Blasio? Did I get his, pronouncing his name right? He was like, hey, you can't have these things piloting around the streets. And he actually said, you know, this is taking jobs from hardworking New Yorkers, so we're not going to permit this. Which seems very Luddite of him.
Hey, he knows his base. Those are blue votes. So, those people will vote how the union tells them to vote. And he will make sure that they tell them, vote de Blasio. Now, I am sure that these robots eventually will get annoying.
And I'm sure they'll get knocked over and stolen and...
Yes, they will. But at the same time, no human interaction. Get stuff delivered to your house. I don't know. Sounds good. And you know what? The best thing about it is that robot will never have to pee in a jug.
In other news, FedEx is trialing delivery robots in New York City. They've got some pictures from these little guys tooling around the city. They're set up, too. They can also climb stairs. Like, they've got the balancing platform thing where, like, they can... you know, sort of walk their way upstairs, which is pretty cool.
So there's no escape.
Yeah. Neat.
Do you know how to pronounce this?
No.
Kixi?
Thanks for visiting CNBC.
iKixi?
There's a Chinese streaming service that starts with an IQ and ends with an IYI. It's using AI to increase efficiency. So they've said that, hey, we're using AI across all aspects of our business, and it's really increasing efficiency and helping everybody work well and blah, blah, blah. They do streaming.
Well, it's helping everybody who's left work well. But some people had to go.
Yeah. AI.
Right?
The theme of this week's news episode is AI is coming even for your technically sophisticated jobs.
Oh, good segue.
That's right. So you might be saying to yourself, hey, I'm a chemical engineer. Ain't no robot going to do what I do. Well, hold on there.
High-paid, well-educated, white-collar workers will be heavily affected by AI.
And look at this woman's face. She is distressed by that.
Repeat that, bitch.
Yeah, it turns out AI, a lot of these information worker-type jobs, AI is not necessarily replacing people, but, you know, chemical engineers, political scientists, nuclear technicians, physicists, occupational therapists, gas plant operators, administrative law judges, educators, and hearing officers.
What a slap in the face. You get a PhD in physics. Bob, we're not going to need you anymore. I'm sure that you can apply that degree anywhere that you want to go. You're Walmart's hiring.
It's not that the physicists are being replaced by AI. They are. But it's that AI is making it so that one physicist can do the work of 10 physicists.
Well, and two, it was like, if you're afraid of this in your job, maybe you should look into getting into something creative. And I'm like, ooh, rise of the art majors. Like,
it's, I don't know.
But who's going to buy the art?
Yeah, it's good. No one has any money. What you're saying is we're all going
to
die.
Well, you know, the cool thing about it is I bet a physicist is going to be able to come up with like this amazing system that's both perfectly structurally sound and thermally secure to store the delivery pizzas in his car. It's going to be really good at that job.
We're all dead and we just don't know it yet.
Necessity is the mother of invention. Let's not forget.
And when you're sitting at home after you've lost your job and you're $300,000 to $400,000 in debt from your physics PhD, you can talk to your Alexa to make yourself feel better. And Alexa can be more expressive than ever.
Alexa's voice can now express disappointment and excitement. You should play these. They're creepy. They're super creepy. We're not going to play them because we don't want to get any kind of like audio strike or anything.
I don't think they can hear the desktop audio anyway.
Yeah.
Alexa is getting a radio DJ-like voice as well. So the idea is here is like when your favorite sports team has lost and you ask, hey, how did they do in the game? Well, I've got some bad news. They didn't do so hot. Because Alexa cannot be empathetic at all now. This will create the illusion of that, which will probably lead to a lot of hilarious videos.
I'm sure some great anime fan art, if it doesn't already exist, will happen after this update goes through.
Alexa definitely has an anime avatar, I'm sure. And I'm sure that
someone will post it.
There are nudes of it. The Google AI has conquered chess, conquered checkers. It's moving on to StarCraft, and I think it is quickly defeating even the best StarCraft players. But one game that we don't play a lot of here in the States is Go. However, over there in Asia, Go is like one of their most major sports. And if you're the best Go player, you are an incredible celebrity, which is what makes this so tragic for this gentleman.
Go Master quits because AI cannot be defeated.
He looks genuinely very sad in this photo.
Well, he has committed his whole life to a thing and now he's no longer relevant.
Yeah, so this is the DeepMind AI, and this is the human player that played against the AI, and I think he won one game and lost four.
Yeah.
And
but he's the only person to ever beat that AI.
Yeah. And he's basically says like, look, this is a losing battle. It has infinite stamina. It has like my read of what he said was that because this is a machine and it has infinite stamina and
it doesn't get mentally fatigued and worn out like humans do.
This is just impossible, so it no longer matters.
That's what's going to happen during the robot war. Eventually, they're just going to grind us down. We're going to walk out on the battlefield and let them cut us in half.
I think he's expressed what those physicists and physical therapists and stuff were feeling from the previous article.
And yet his job is even less applicable to delivering pizzas.
Yeah.
Now, so we have deepfakes, and deepfakes is pretty impressive. And it seems like more and more the way things are going is to do the same thing, but with less training data. And this is really the pinnacle of that, because the training data here is one picture.
Researchers train AI to map a person's facial movements to any target headshot. So
you gotta look at that.
Yeah, look at the Abraham Lincoln one. Really freaked me out because I've never seen an image of him moving, and it was like, oh. And you can tell like it's a little bit weird because of like the one side of his face is like slightly.
The forehead kind of like bulges at some point there, but still,
it's still very good.
This is one frame, so I'm sure it could be better.
And then the one with what's her first Hermione here. You can tell it's like a little bit off, but it's pretty good. It's though.
Shockingly good.
Yeah.
So
it's terrifying.
You guys know like the slow zoom on historical photos and video? It's like the Ken Burns effect. This is going to be a thing. This is going to be like the Ken Burns effect in old and old documentary things. Like, they're going to have the old picture from the 1800s, and then it's going to be, like, you know, moving around and slightly weird.
Almost not Uncanny Valley, but still a little bit.
I mention it because I want to establish this as the zombie Ken Burns effect. Like, with the zoom, and a little bit of movement, and that would be desirable.
It's pretty cool, and you can try it out for yourself, but don't do it in China.
They get very upset by that.
It's an instant one-way trip to the gulag.
Do you like your kidneys?
Or these things will show up at your door. Segway.
So, I remember when these things came out, and I think one of the questions we asked was, who's buying these? Who's the market for these?
Law enforcement, obviously.
We now have an obvious answer. Really, we could have thought for 10 seconds to come up with this, I think.
U.S. police are already using the Spot robot from Boston Dynamics in the real world. So, yeah.
Look at it.
Look, it can...
Open up!
It can do bomb disposal. It could do, you know, clearing a house. This is great.
It gave a lot of examples for, like... industrial usage, where, like, you know, checking a mine, making sure there's not poisonous gases, that kind of thing.
But it's great for those situations, but how long before they start using them for situations where they're just, you know, destroying our rights?
I can't wait for the Boston Dynamics automatic parking ticket robot, because that's gonna, it's like, oh wow, I've gotten a ticket from a literal robot. What a time to be alive.
What happens when your self-driving car gets a ticket from a robot?
Sounds like Tesla's responsibility.
But, I mean, it's robot versus robot. And, like, the two robots are fighting, but ultimately you pay the price.
So it's like Rock'em Sock'em Robots, except somebody inflicts, you know, damage every time one robot lands a blow on another robot.
As we were looking through these articles, Chris's response to this one was, ew.
Ew.
The artificial skin that allows robots to feel.
They picked kind of the worst screenshot for the heading, though. Like, because the others are fine. Like, the others actually illustrate the point more, but they're like, let's find the weirdest screen cap.
So I presume the little green hexagons is...
Yeah, so there's a picture. Scroll down, and it illustrates it better. Yeah, no, not that one. The next one. Yeah, so, like, you can see someone's touching it, and then it turns red to indicate that it feels it.
So the idea here is, when you are interacting with a robot, as we... obviously in a warehouse you're gonna be right, then when the robot bumps into you, it doesn't have any concept of bumping into you, and when it's trying to interact with you, it doesn't realize that its loving caresses are crushing your windpipe. So this seeks to defeat that, but it's very expensive.
Yeah, it seems like they're gonna have to come up with a better way to manufacture this and apply it to pre-existing robots, because, you know, imagine that forklift that crushed the guy in the last episode of the news. We could have, you know, the forklift could have been like, oh, wow, that's lethal pressure. Let's not do that.
But I don't think the forklift could have, like, burst into flight. It was falling.
Yeah, it was a...
What was
it
going to do? Tumble on the way down? Yeah, but I guess if I was going to be in a warehouse with a robot, I would feel a little bit better. Also, how much fun is it going to be just, like, shin kicking this thing all day long, making it shuffle out of your way. You people are going to be so, they're going to take out all their aggression on the skin robots. And that's why they're going to kill us all.
It'd be a cool, like, affordance if when, like, you light up the thing, like, when you touch it, it would change color depending on how hard you touched it. So, like, red would be like, you've hit the robot really hard. But, like, maybe it's like a paler yellow if it's like a gentle touch.
Yeah, they do talk about how it does have pressure sensitivity.
Yeah.
In those little.
But there's no affordance for that for me as a human.
I think we've got an idea for a new product for the Level 1 store. All we need now is to work
robot
with one
skin.
Of those dating sim developers.
That is, like, that's the dark side of the story, though. That's why they chose the screen cap they did for the heading.
I can think that would be an application that would drive the state of the art forward, right?
Yeah.
Because people would pay for that, which is just...
We're all dead, and we just don't know it yet.
Well, that's always true. Krista, you are terrified of black holes. We've established that.
Yes.
And we learned last week that black holes now have a ranged attack with a star-based projectile.
A star eater. Yeah.
And you basically have no defense against that. But what if I told you that you thought that you were surrounded by just regular black holes, and yet there's a super black hole lurking just behind you? Teleports behind you.
Nothing personal, kid. Monster black hole that should not exist, discovered in the Milky Way. It is really big, and they don't know why it's there.
They talk about how one explanation is two regular sized black holes could have collapsed into one another. Because this black hole is of a mass that it should be difficult for it to form, difficult to impossible to form naturally in our solar neighborhood. Unless two other black holes combine.
You know what kind of scares me about black holes, really? It's like there's sort of a call of the void. Like, if I were in space just piloting my little, you know, ship, and I saw a black hole, I don't know if I could say, you know what? Let's just not go. I want to go in there. I want to see what happens. My professor told me it would spaghettify me, but I don't know what that means. I need to know.
Now, you say that it is impossible and it shouldn't be, but I think this black hole is just applying itself. It's eating the protein that it needs. It's Star doing the recovery eating. Work. You know, it's doing the cold tub, and it's just never missing a day in the gym.
It's just, it's showing a lot of hustle.
Yeah.
It just wants it.
It wants it more than all the other black holes. It's thrown so many stars to get to this size.
Hashtag hustle.
The other thing, Krista, that you hate the black holes, but you love mushrooms.
I like mycology. Maybe and there's a better way to put that.
Week after week, mushrooms are in the news. It seems like we are marching toward the legalization of mushrooms, the
Possibly.
Psychedelic variety.
Yeah.
And the FDA is apparently looking into it.
I actually don't know how to pronounce this
Psilocybin.
Word. Psilocybin. This is a word I read and never have to say. For major depression, granted breakthrough therapy by FDA. They're thinking, what was the date in the article? Was it like 2021, 2022? They're thinking they might, like, they'll see how the clinical trials go, and if it's good, they might actually release some stuff for this.
If you're super depressed, this stuff can break you out of it, apparently.
Treatment resistant.
So apparently they've already done some PTSD studies with these, and it was super effective. They've also done alcoholism and tobacco addiction.
That's odd.
Apparently this stuff just blows your mind out so hard when you trip balls on these mushrooms that you forget that you're depressed. You come out the other end of it, and it's like, oh, look how happy the world is.
See, the thing I don't really know, but like the thing I've always heard with like mushrooms and stuff is that like it goes one of two ways where you either feel amazing or it'll bring out all the demons. And you don't know which one it'll be until you go.
I think
I would never do it.
And the clinical trials, they go a long way to make sure that you're in a comfortable environment.
Yeah, a safe space while you microdose.
No, this is not microdose.
Oh, is
this
it not?
Is macrodose.
Oh.
This is like, the study is one time getting high. Just blow your mind, and that's all it takes. It's like it cleans your slate.
It's a reboot, if you will.
If it is, okay, so imagine it is just the most terrifying roller coaster ride that you can imagine. I mean, just puts you through the ringer. But you come out the other end, you got no depression. Would you do it?
I don't know that I would.
Yeah, probably. Really? I mean, like,
because most people, like, all the stories I've heard of, it's like you come out at the other end and you're changed because you're like, it's so terrible.
Well, no, I mean, if you let all the demons loose and then you go back to a life where the demons are still somewhat subdued, you still have something to be thankful for. You have context you didn't have before, and maybe will be more functional as a result.
Maybe.
What if, you know, you're good for a couple of months, and then one day one of those demons is back and he whispers in your ear, "Let's do that again."
That's what happens usually, isn't it? I mean,
I don't know. Oh, it's never been studied, so.
Yeah.
We'll see.
If it works and there's no side effects, that would be very cool. I'll be interested to see how the study goes, but.
Yeah. And I'm sure that the DEA won't ensure that we never see anything positive out of that.
No. They don't have a war on drugs.
That's a cash cow.
Yeah.
But Chris, I did not mean to put all the stories I put in here directly targeted at you in the same three blocks.
I did notice that when I was reading through them earlier.
That's how it's played out because, and I'm never going to stop bringing this up, you have made a ridiculous claim that your children will not have access to smartphones until, was it 16?
I know. I didn't say that.
What did you say?
I didn't say I wouldn't let them have their own until they were a little bit older. Because I didn't get mine until I was 16.
Well, that's crazy, too.
But.
And every story we see about this, the numbers get lower. Well, the use numbers get higher. The age numbers get lower.
Report finds infants and toddlers using screens in, quote, high amounts. Which, that doesn't surprise me. I understand why people do that.
It's off the scale until they're 7 or 8, which, according to the article, presumably is when school starts.
And then they all of a sudden they don't use it as much.
Now, schools are assigning tablets.
Yeah.
So,
which is fine, like if you're doing like a learning program and you're limiting the amount of time. I think some people just use it as like a babysitter, though.
Oh, okay. So Krista Jr. is going to go to school and get on the, you know, assigned iPad and Apple message all of her friends. And then at the end of the day, she's going to turn in her iPad and come home and all of a sudden be locked out of that socialization.
Is that
and
so
she's
terrible?
Not going to complain at all.
If
and
if,
grandma's not going to get her one for Christmas.
If our kid inherits anything from me or my husband, they'll probably be horribly antisocial.
No, but it never works out like that.
Yeah, I know. Be, well, she'll probably be like a social butterfly.
She's going to be an Instagram queen at 14.
That'll be weird.
She's going to see the horror at home and be like, I have to push myself to be better.
I have to get out of here.
CRISPR babies. There are two of them. They're loose in the world. How old do you think they are now? Like
probably toddlers.
Are
like
they
2 years
only
old?
One now?
I think they're only one.
And who knows how they're going to turn out. They're twins, so that's going to be interesting. But here's the thing. No one is saying don't make more CRISPR babies. Or actually, a lot of people are saying don't do it. But there are no laws preventing this from happening.
I think in the U.S. there are. But
1-0 says that there still aren't any rules for preventing rogue scientists from making gene-editing babies. And what they're talking about specifically is Jiang Ku's experiment that was a year ago. It was a year ago this past November. So it's been a year since we reported on that. And there's still not really any rules in place to do this other than the Chinese authorities kind of freaking out about it. But there's not really any official rules. And each sovereign nation
has their own rules.
Yeah.
So I think Russia's looking into doing it next.
Yeah.
Russia's always one step behind China.
They're like, oh, hell yeah, good idea.
Yeah. So, I mean, I can see this becoming a big problem because people are like, I want my baby to be the best baby. And then before you know it, the mutants are taking over.
Well, it's the plot of the movie Gattaca. Well, the thing with the original CRISPR babies, they were just giving them HIV resistance. But everyone's like, well, does it end there? Or does it soon become, now I want maybe to have blue eyes. I want maybe to be smart. Oh. I want them to be good at soccer. Like,
well, HIV resistance is so 2018.
Yeah.
I want that for my baby, but I also want, you know, what a new kind of resistance.
Super intelligence.
And really long legs.
For better soccer playing.
China, aside from their socio-political problems that they're having with Hong Kong and, you know, dealing with the sanctions of the U.S., did you see the Trump sided with the Hong Kong people officially?
Oh, I did see that.
Ooh. The Communist Party disliked that. But another problem they're having is they have this terrible pig disease that's destroying all of their pigs, and they love to eat some pigs. So they're in a bit of trouble.
Not enough pork in the world, quote unquote, to deal with China's demand for meat. The Guardian's article says that people in China eat about 30 kilograms of pork a year, and they have lost 60% of their pork population to the African swine flu. So China has lots of frozen pork, so they're dipping into their frozen pork reserves, but the price has more than doubled in the last year, and it's showing no signs of letting up anytime soon because the African swine flu has not been well contained. So this is probably going to have implications for the rest of the world.
What do you think?
Pork prices.
What do you think they're replacing all their pork with?
Probably more plant-based products.
Yeah, I was going to say you would just go vegetarian at that point, right? Like if you can't afford pork or meat or beef or... But like you probably chicken. Chicken's pretty cheap.
You still need time to ramp up that vegetable production.
Yeah.
There's so many people.
Yeah.
There are frozen pork reserves, but there's not enough frozen pork reserves.
Now, you know who doesn't eat a lot of pork? Involuntary kidney donors.
They don't eat a lot of anything.
To be fair... Oh, yeah, never mind. I think you were making that joke, and I just, like... My brain lagged for a second, and then I was like, oh.
Well, speaking of meat and meat replacement, the Impossible Whopper. It doesn't contain meat, but does that mean that it has to be vegan? Seems like we're going to let the courts figure this one out.
Bloomberg, I can't believe Bloomberg is reporting on this. A vegan has sued Burger King over the Impossible Whopper. He has a point. Not long ago, courts were skeptical of cases like this, but times may be changing. So he's upset that they use the same grill.
Yeah, animal there fat. Might be animal fat in the burger.
Okay. You can request Burger King to microwave it, but they don't advertise that fact. So now you know, if you're into the Impossible Burger... If you're into the Impossible Burger, tell them to microwave it.
What are the odds there's not some animal fat in that microwave?
I guess this is not, it's related, but maybe a bit of a tangent. I don't understand how you could be vegan, like, long-term and not somehow cheat, even if you did it involuntarily. Like, vegetarianism seems like it would be a lot easier to maintain. Unrelated rant.
But they...
Unrelated rant.
I don't think that it's possible, Krista, that this guy could just be an opportunist looking for money. I don't think we live in a world that that's jaded.
We actually tried the Impossible Burger on stream on Twitch. It was okay. It tasted a little bit dirt.
It was okay when it was hot, but once it had cooled off, it was actually terrible.
Yeah. It was good with condiments on it. You could almost convince yourself it was just a crappy burger.
The thing it needed more of? Animal fat.
It's like, oh, I'm getting a little bit of good taste in the grill marks here.
Well, Black Friday's come and went. Why don't you, engagement challenge, tell us what deals you found on Black Friday in the comments. Now, as I said, I was looking for a power supply, and no one puts power supplies on sale on Black Friday. But you can't say the same thing about heroin.
Dark web criminals offering Black Friday deals and discount codes.
USA. USA.
Well, these aren't all necessarily in the U.S.
Yeah, but they're taking advantage of the American spirit of capitalism.
So, yeah, the dark web drug marketplaces are they're slashing prices, giving you those drugs for a big discount. So stock up.
I don't know what I expected the UI of a dark web website selling drugs would be, but that's surprisingly usable. And, it's very brightly colored and very, friendly looking.
Yeah, they just take an e-commerce platform.
It's just so odd.
Adapt it to cryptocurrency.
You hear dark web and it's like, oh, it needs to look like a shady website, but then it looks like a regular marketplace.
No, there's some pretty professional people dealing in that, surprisingly. So, you know what? It's weird. When you take the drug marketplace and you take all the shady crap out of it, it actually runs pretty smoothly. I feel like it's busted. They come up with ways to guarantee payment. They have a system for dealing with disputes, and it's all worked out just like any other business.
Pretty cut and dried.
And if you took out the whole risk factor, the prices would plummet as well. Weird how prohibition doesn't work. Well, the Germans, they've gotten on Instagram, but you have to wonder that perhaps they're a little tone deaf when it comes to such things. They're such a industrious people that maybe they don't, kind of like humor, they just don't quite grasp it sometimes.
German military apologizes after a quote-unquote retro Nazi-era uniform has been posted on Instagram. So this was a soldier, apparently, that was touring a military museum, and he was like, oh, look how retro this is. And it seems like he meant it innocently, but it turns out this was a Nazi uniform.
Whoops. You have to say, they were well-dressed.
No one has ever accused Nazis of not being bad at fashion. What was the famous fashion designer that designed them?
I know what you're talking about, but I can't remember the name.
Was it Hugo Boss?
Yeah, it was. That's going to be another engagement challenge. Yeah, it's one of the people that's still in business today. Like IBM. It's like, oh yeah, IBM did some really dark things.
Now, this one turned out, that's actually not authentic. This is from one of, the Valkyrie TV show?
Oh, yeah, the movie, I think.
Oh.
Yeah, so, it's not even real. But
it is a very, very close reproduction of what it was.
Yeah, I'm going to say that anytime your Instagram post has the Iron Cross, maybe rethink it. Oh.
Well, the buzz.ie.
Oh, I didn't want to do any of that. Now I can't scroll.
Oh, no. Well, that's fine. I remember what it was about.
There we go. Christmas trees. Now, I probably won't get a Christmas tree. How about you two?
I kind of want to get one. I kind of want to get a real one this year, but we'll see if husband agrees with that.
What if I could offer you a real one for $0?
Wow, that's a good deal.
There's only one catch.
Gardai launching air patrols to stop gangs from stealing Christmas trees.
Yeah, they're monitoring a Christmas tree patch with a drone. 24/7 to stop people from stealing the trees.
How much is a Christmas tree?
They're $40.
No, I mean a real one.
That's what I mean. They're $40-$50.
Yeah, that's a long way. I mean,
from Costco.
How many hours is it going to take you to trek out there, cut that thing down, and haul it home?
They usually, if you buy them from a grocery store or a farmer's market, they're usually already pre-cut. You can go to a farm too, but
it might be the $5 chicken. There's nobody making money on that $5 roast chicken. That's a loss leader. Maybe they have loss leader Christmas trees.
I mean, you don't have to do much to a Christmas tree farm the rest of the year, right? Just let it grow.
Yeah. Actually, we had such a bad drought this year that some of the local farms in our area aren't doing Christmas trees this year.
Oh, that's...
It's tragic.
Terrible. Yeah. Anyway, if you had plans of stealing a Christmas tree, maybe watch the skies as you do so, because you will be destroyed. Also, they have checkpoints coming in and out of these places because they're very remote, and you have to have your receipt with you if you're going to get a tree.
You get stopped, and it's like you just sit there and stare at them for a second, and then you just quietly pull out a gun.
Is the economic situation here really so bad that, you know, stealing the tree is worth it?
Got to make Christmas magical for those children. I mean, after all, they're not getting any gifts because you gambled away all their money. Speaking of poor economic decisions, I'm gonna say it. It's gonna be controversial. Spending $1.4 million on a video game character is not a good idea.
I don't think you understand how important that waifu character is.
And when you have done that, you definitely also don't want to accidentally sell it.
Man sues NetEase after his friend sells a $1.4 million game character for US $500.
Side note, what is up with this website design?
Yeah, it's one of those odd. Where, like, watch this madness. On the tablet, that animation took like 2 minutes. It was terrible.
Somebody got a little too fancy. The good news is this story has a happy ending. The game company reversed the transaction, and the person who bought this character had to pay the person...
It was the seller who had to settle sold it.
Yeah.
For $12,000.
Yeah, and that's just crazy.
Now, he was trying to transfer this character back to his friend. It's a very weird story.
Yeah.
He said that he listed the character for sale for like $55,000 US so that his friend would buy it. But somebody bought it when it was only listed for $500.
I think it was $500,000.
Something.
But
either way, there's an absurd amount of money being exchanged here. For
now, they point out that a lot of the value of this character, I think, was from a random loot box style thing.
Hmm.
So it wasn't necessarily worth $1.4 million. He had just spent that to try and get what he wanted.
What a dumbass. Sorry.
Also, they mentioned intensive. The game. What was the game?
I don't know what the game was. I was trying to look at that.
Justice Online. I've never heard of that. That must be a Chinese thing, right?
This is crazy.
Any Justice Online players?
I'd like to know what their life choices were that they could...
Well, he said the reason he did this, like, how do you forget those zeros? He said he was delirious from gaming for too long. And that excuse kind of plays out, doesn't it? I mean, I don't find that hard to believe.
Oh, this story's sad.
When you're you're out, it's the travel season, right? It's the holidays.
Right.
Spending a lot of time in the car. And sometimes when you're like 20 minutes away from your house, it's like your body knows. And it's like, get me to a toilet immediately. But what if you're miles and miles and miles away from your house? Vertical miles.
Toilets have broken down on the ISS. There are two, the U.S. toilet and the Russian toilet, and the astronauts are now forced to use diapers. So the Russian toilet's not broken down, it's just full to capacity.
Yikes.
You think they'd just be able to vent that, right? Like,
that's what I was thinking when I was reading that. Space. But they said not, so I don't know. And the U.S. toilet has broken down, so...
Now, there was an update that one of the toilets is back online.
Is it... So I heard this horror story once that, like, actually going to the bathroom in space is a literal nightmare.
So it's a vacuum.
They have to, like, the poop is sucked out of you.
So, like, I think you put your parts down on this little thing and it creates a seal.
That's the noise that makes, yeah.
Because you think,
space,
like,
is a trip.
If any kind of liquid gets out there, it's just floating around.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking the diapers would be so uncomfortable because, like...
Well, I think the diapers...
Are they, like, tight-fitting?
No, they're, like, super absorbent, so that it just kind of, like, sucks everything in and becomes a brick.
Ugh.
Which you can just jettison that out in space.
Well, that's stuff of nightmares.
Yeah.
Who do you think is responsible for, you know, cleaning out the... Like, the Russian one's full, right? Who has to go and pump that into... Do they bring it back to Earth?
It seems like they would just jettison it somehow. But it may be too risky to expose that to the cabin. Maybe that's an EVA. Like, you got to go outside to do that.
How weird is it? Like, what if that's how aliens find us. It's like they find our waste floating around in space, and they're like, there's other life.
Couldn't you let it freeze, though?
It would all, like, automatically freeze going out,
it would
out,
basically
right?
just be a big block.
I don't know.
Man, that's going to be a crazy job as, like, space janitor. And we have space stations?
Well, when, you know, when Bezos' Amazon warehouses get moved up into...
Yeah.
Space.
Some of our best characters in Rimworld were space janitors. Like, spaceship janitor was actually one of the professions. And that was a good colonist.
Nubbin was
also,
our janitor.
How much more tough is it going to be as a space Amazon warehouse worker to pee in a bottle?
Oh.
You will have to use Amazon Prime diapers. And perhaps you can skip lunch by feeding yourself Pringles through a headset. That's right. This is the stupidest product ever.
Pringles wants you to use its gaming headset to feed you chips.
Drink verification can.
Somebody get Simone Yetz on the phone because this is something she built. It's got to be.
I don't understand. Like, does it just smash it into your face? How does that work?
She looks intimidated.
Yeah, she said, or the article said that this is some kind of 3D printed arm, and so it just like
it looks very edgy. There
takes one chip from the canister of chips, and then you know just brings it over by your mouth, and then
now,
you can eat it.
Does it decide if you need chips?
That's another, I guess you have to activate it somehow, but this is the hubris here. When have you ever gotten a can of Pringles where they were all whole chips?
This is a publicity stunt, obviously, so that we need not concern ourselves with such details.
Yeah, so you can't buy these, but I think they are going to give people on Twitch some of these.
Oh,
not us.
Pray it's us.
It's not.
They're going to pay Ninja $1 million.
Oh, no. He said the other one now, right?
Mixer.
He moved, yeah.
Oh, man.
I saw he tweeted and he was putting down. Because the football player missed a kick this weekend or over Thanksgiving. And he was like, how hard could it be to just kick a ball? I was like, dude, you play video games. Come on. And he actually defended that. I was like, no, there's a lot to do in Fortnite. You have to build and you have to plan and strategize. What a terrible human being. Japan. Japan. So we talked. Did we talk about the high heel thing? That was last week, right?
Yeah.
Where they're supposed to wear high heels.
They want women to always wear high heels. And kind of there's an undercurrent there. It's like you're here to be sexy. So get with the sexiness or you got to go. And they've taken that to quite a new level.
Outcry in Japan after department store suggests staff wear menstruation badges. Now, they've backpedaled. They're not going to do it.
What was the reasoning for this? I didn't see this one.
It implied that like mood was a thing. And it's like, oh, you could be more patient with somebody because they're wearing their menstruation badge because they're probably in a mood.
And what's on a menstruation badge, you ask? Well, obviously, this is Japan. So it's an anime character. And it looks terrific. Look at that. Oh.
Well, you know, that's about how it is. So
you feel that way?
Yeah.
Is that a pretty good representation?
Well, it was good. I mean, if that's supposed to be representation of the blood, I mean.
So the guy that came up with this, they questioned him. And he was like, no. I just want people to be more patient with them and, like, consider their feelings and everything like that. And they pointed out that it can be taken another way. So he said he's not going to do this anymore.
Yeah.
And
just, like, this is one of those things, like, if you had just... asked literally any woman. If you'd ever spoken to a woman before, they'd been like, what the hell are you talking about?
And the high heel movement has taken this up. This is the woman who is spearheading the anti-high heel movement with her athletic shoes.
So crazy.
It's a weird... It's crazy how we have this weird woke culture, but Japan is just having none of it.
Yeah,
and everybody's
that
okay
hasn't
with that.
Gone over there yet, really. I guess it is now, but like
it's like when the activist girl, the Asperger's activist girl on the yacht.
Oh yeah,
like she's always busting our balls, but anybody says China or India, she got nothing to say. Like, oh, you're right, you're not going to go there, are you? Because you have healthy kidneys.
I hate this website design too.
We've talked about Dubai and their ridiculous purchase of sports cars and supercars. To add to their fleets of emergency vehicles. It makes no sense. It's ridiculous. I don't know why they do it, but I love it. And we got one more to add to it.
Dubai is adding Tesla Cybertrucks to its police car fleet. Wow.
What do you think about that design, Krista?
I really dislike it. A, I don't like the pop-up style. And B,
No, no, the truck.
Oh, the truck. That's fine. That's a fine paint job.
It's just a Photoshop because they don't exist.
Yeah, but like, it's fine.
So I guess if you're well enough, you could climb in the back seat. Otherwise, they're just going to...
Notice there's no light on it. So like, because of the weird point on the roof, it's like, how do you put a light on there?
That's a good question. Maybe it's like inside the dashboard. Like some of them, the unmarked cars have.
I guess. I don't know.
Now, of course, they've just put down their $100. They can't get it. So, who knows? 2020, they said something about 2020. I think that is very optimistic.
That's highly optimistic. That's an Elon time.
So, this is maybe, I mean, when we talk about dystopia, yeah, the FCC stuff in China, and it's all sort of meta. But this is really like here and now, terrifying world that we're living in. And it's not that they're doing it. It's what is on the headset that gets me the most.
Cows wearing VR headsets might produce better milk.
And then there's a picture.
They're happier in virtual fields. Yeah. So, and this apparently, the early results of this is that this is effective. But the article goes out of its way to say that they didn't define what effective was. But the headsets have been adjusted for cows' field of vision and the colors that they're sensitive to. And it makes the cow think that it's wandering around a happy open field on a sunny day. And this apparently does make the cow happier.
But wouldn't it try to eat the grass?
There's probably grass there. It's just dead brown grass as opposed to happy green grass.
How do you think they deal with boundaries? But yeah, what a dark world where we have to convince our cows that they are actually in the environment they were born to live in and not the darkness of a dairy farm.
Well, the cow, I guess we don't really do dairy cows around here, but like all the cows around here all wander the fields all day. But I guess they're not always sunny.
Yeah, but we have...
we have literal happy cows.
Much more land than most places in the world.
That's
so
true.
Where was this?
Russia.
Yeah, this is in Russia.
Oh.
Yeah, and they were like,
Probably gets really cold there, so they probably have to spend a lot of time indoors.
It also hints that maybe the cows are like in that barn back there, and it's like, hey, they're in the field, not in the barn.
Yeah, they're just chained to a wall.
Has someone taken this picture and photoshopped the Cyberpunk 2077 logo on it? They need to do that. That needs to happen.
You should do
that. That's the thumbnail. Yeah. You should make the thumbnail. Yeah.
Do that before Friday so that you're the first.
Yeah. All right, that's it.
Can't go anywhere after VR.
VR cows, yeah.
That's all the news. We are going to do another live stream episode like we did for Thanksgiving for Christmas, probably.
We need to do a drunk news before the end of the year, too.
Maybe that will be both.
No, that's ambitious.
Ryan has very little filter when we do the drunk news. And then being live, too, you know, that could be...
Well, you can't miss it, right?
Yeah.
There's usually not a really, I mean, let's be honest, though. This part of the year, there's usually not a lot of news because all the technology companies will now save up until CES.
Yeah.
And everything else is just, you know, people checking out. So.
And nobody, no company spends money in January.
Yeah.
Got to tighten the belt.
All right. See you next week.